Please pause here. Welcome back to Pause Here, where we delve into the art and science of breathing to improve our daily lives. I'm your host, Sarah, here to guide you through the science and simplicity of breathing, meditation, and relaxation techniques that can transform your day, your health, and even your sleep. This is our final episode of 2025, and also the final deep dive into our series exploring the breathing patterns featured in the Pausing Point app. Over the past year, we've explored the power of our breath, how slowing it down, balancing it, or holding it at the right moments can shift how we feel, think, and respond to the world. But today's pattern is a little different. This one doesn't soothe you into stillness. It wakes you up from the inside out. Today, we're talking about energized breathing, the 4-2 count pattern. A deep inhale for 4 counts and a sharp active exhale for 2. Unlike most of the patterns we've looked at so far, which emphasize long exhales to calm your nervous system, this one flips the script. The shorter exhale creates a subtle lift in your physiology, a gentle activation that can help boost alertness, focus, and readiness without tipping into stress. It's the kind of breathing that switches your mind from idle to engaged, perfect for mornings, creative work sessions, or that afternoon slump when you need clarity, not caffeine. In today's episode, we'll explore where this technique comes from, what the latest science says about how it works, how it's being used out in the real world, from athletes to mindfulness practitioners, and how you can make it part of your everyday. So let's take a deep breath and begin. Across almost every ancient culture, people have noticed that the way we breathe changes the way we feel. If you breathe slowly and softly, your body calms down. If you breathe quickly or sharply, your energy can rise. And somewhere in between, there's this sweet spot where the breath becomes both fuel and focus. Long before the 4-2 rhythm was ever written down, similar patterns were practiced under different names. In ancient yogic traditions, there's a form of breathing called Kapalabhati, sometimes referred to as the skull-shining breath. It involves short, powerful exhales, often at a 2-to-1 or even 3-to-1 ratio, between exhale and inhale. It was meant to light the inner fire, to wake up the mind, and prepare the body for meditation. In Buddhist and Taoist traditions, breathwork was seen as a bridge between energy and awareness. Monks used rhythmic breathing, often faster or with shorter exhales, to sustain long periods of focus during chanting or movement meditation. And these aren't just spiritual ideas. They're observations about physiology made long before modern science could measure them. Jumping ahead a few thousand years, and the world of performance training begins to rediscover what ancient traditions always knew. In the 1960s and 70s, military and athletic programs started experimenting with controlled breathing to manage focus. This led to techniques like the combat breath, sometimes referred to as tactical breathing, and later, the box breathing method, or as we like to call it at Pausing Point, focus breathing. But amongst these, a lesser-known variant began to circulate, the short exhale technique. It was used to boost alertness without overstimulating the system, perfect for moments when you need clarity, not calm. And this is where the 4-2 count pattern, inhale for 4, exhale for 2, quietly found its modern footing. Psychophysiological research began mapping how different breath ratios affect the autonomic nervous system, the part of us that handles stress, rest, and energy balance. They found that while long exhales boost the parasympathetic rest and digest response, shorter exhales lightly stimulate the sympathetic system, the get up and go branch, but in a balanced and non-anxious way. It's like flickering the lights on in your nervous system, but keeping them on a warm setting. As research tools evolved, scientists could actually see what these breathing rhythms were doing inside our body. If you look closely, you'll see 4-2 style breathing everywhere, even outside of formal practice. Athletes naturally use it before a sprint or lift, quick energizing breaths that prime the body. Public speakers often do it before walking on stage, an instinctive way to raise energy while staying centered. Even laughter, believe it or not, follows a similar rhythm. A long inhale and a shorter active exhale. So in a way, energized breathing isn't something new we're learning. It's something we're remembering, something our body already knows how to do when it needs to awaken itself. When we designed the Pausing Point app's energized breathing pattern, the idea was simple. What if we could bottle that feeling, that quick lift, the mental brightness, and make it accessible in just a minute or two? So the 4-2 count became a foundation, a rhythm that's short enough to feel immediate, but structured enough to guide the body safely into activation. It's the perfect antidote to a mid-afternoon fog, or that moment before a big creative push, a way to find energy without force. Because real energy isn't about speeding up, it's about waking up. So that's the lineage of energized breathing. From the fires of ancient breathwork, through the focus of modern science, to the fingertips of anyone with a phone and a spare 2 minutes. It's a rhythm that's crossed time, culture, and technology because it works. Next, we'll dive into why it works. What's really happening in the body and brain when we breathe in for 4 and breathe out for 2? So we've explored where energized breathing came from, the ancient roots, the rediscovery and modern performance training, and how it evolved into what we now use in the Pausing Point app. Now let's zoom in. What's actually happening when you breathe in for 4 and out for 2? What's changing inside the body? And why does this pattern, this small shift in rhythm, make us feel so alert, awake, and focused, yet still grounded? Every breath you take is like a little message traveling from your lungs to your brain. It doesn't just deliver oxygen, it delivers information. When you inhale, you slightly activate the sympathetic nervous system, the part responsible for alertness, movement, readiness. When you exhale, you activate the parasympathetic system, the calming, restorative part. Normally, those two systems balance each other out, like a seesaw. But when you intentionally shorten the exhale, as in the energized 4-2 pattern, you're giving a tiny edge to the sympathetic side. It's not stress, it's spark. This gentle upshift tells your brain, hey, it's time to wake up, but stay steady. And that's the genius of the energized breathing pattern. It nudges you into an energized equilibrium, where your body is alert, but your mind isn't racing. If your breath is the messenger, your heart is the listener. Scientists often measure something called heart rate variability, or HRV. That's the natural variation in time between heartbeats. A higher HRV means your nervous system can easily adapt, shifting gears between calm and action. Recent studies have found that structured breathing patterns, even simple ones like the 4-2 pattern, increase your heart rate variability. That means your heart and brain are communicating more fluidly. It's almost like your body learns to dance its own rhythm again, responding to what you need moment by moment. So when you're breathing in for 4 and out for 2, what you're really doing is giving your heart and brain a new tempo, a rhythm of readiness. Then there's the brain. In 2019, neuroscientists Noble and Hodgman published a paper proposing that our breathing rhythms are directly linked to brain rhythms, especially those involved in attention and emotional control. When you breathe in, neural oscillations, little waves of brain activity, shift towards a faster, more alert state. When you breathe out, the brain activity slows down. So with the 4-2 rhythm, you're literally tuning your brain's tempo. More inhales means more activation, but because it's structured, not chaotic, the focus is clean and steady. Think of it like dimming the lights in a theater before the show starts. The world narrows, focus sharpens, and suddenly you're here. That's why so many people describe energized breathing as clear-headed calm. One of the most interesting findings in recent research is that short exhale breathing doesn't send you into stress, even though it slightly activates the sympathetic system. And this is because the controlled rhythm, the counting, keeps the prefrontal cortex, your brain's executive center, engaged. You're steering the breath intentionally, so it doesn't trigger that runaway stress response. It's a bit like pressing the gas pedal while keeping your hands steady on the wheel. So rather than spiking adrenaline, you get a clean, controlled rise in energy, a mental brightening. In fact, Zaccario et al. Showed that structured breath control reduces amygdala activity, which is often associated with fear and overwhelm, even during these alert breath cycles. The science calls it autonomic flexibility. We might just call it feeling balanced and alive. Next, let's get into the chemistry for a moment. When you exhale quickly, you release a bit more carbon dioxide. Now, CO2 might just sound like a waste gas, but it actually plays a crucial role in how oxygen travels to your brain and muscles. Shorter exhales mean you slightly reduce CO2 levels, not enough to cause dizziness, but enough to create a feeling of alertness. And that's why energized breathing can make you feel brighter and more awake almost instantly. It's the same physiological principle behind why we take quick, shallow breaths when surprised or excited, except now you're doing it consciously and safely. In 2006, Jarrett et al. Described it as the breath becoming a bridge between voluntary and involuntary systems, a way to modulate the body's chemistry with intention. So when you use a 4-2 count, you're not just calming or energizing yourself, you're micro-tuning your blood gases and brain waves in real time. Let's put this all together for a moment. When you breathe in for 4, you're pulling oxygen, expanding your lungs, stimulating your sympathetic nervous system, waking up the brain. When you breathe out for 2 counts, you're releasing just enough tension to keep balance, but not so much that you slip into drowsiness. Over a few rounds, this rhythm creates what researchers call a coherent oscillation between breath, heart, and brain. That's when everything, your physiology, focus, and emotions, start to sync up. And that's the sweet spot of energized breathing. It's not about relaxation or sedation. It's about alignment. You're switched on, but not scattered. Focused, but not rigid. Calm, but alive. So the next time you breathe in for 4 and out for 2, remember, you're not just breathing, you're syncing centuries of wisdom with the latest neuroscience. You're becoming the scientist and the subject, all in one simple breath. So far, we've talked about where energized breathing comes from, its ancient roots, its modern science, the way it works deep in the body. But how does it actually show up in the real world? Who's using it? And what happens when this simple 4-2 pattern moves beyond theory and into daily life? Let's take a slow, deep breath together. In for 4. out for two. And explore how energized breathing is being used around the world, from sports fields to therapy rooms, from classrooms to morning routines. If there's one group that understands the link between breath and performance, it's athletes. Before a race, a match, or a big lift, you'll often see them pause. They close their eyes, take a few deliberate breaths, in for four, out for two. They might not call it energized breathing, but they're using it instinctively. Olympic sprinters use it to sharpen their focus before the starting gun. Surfers use it before paddling into a big wave. It's the same principle. Wake up the body, but keep the mind steady. Sports psychologist Dr. Leah Lagos described it as the breath of readiness. In her biofeedback research, she's found that short exhale patterns like 4-2 or 5-2 prime the body to perform without triggering panic. Even just 1 minute of structured breathing before a challenge improves heart rate variability and reaction times, key indicators of performance and focus. So when you're watching a tennis player bounce the ball before serving, or a footballer take a deep breath before a penalty, that's not superstition, that's science. Now let's shift from the stadium to the boardroom. Today, companies from Google to Deloitte are weaving various breathing patterns into their workplace well-being programs. It's not just about meditation breaks or long mindfulness sessions. It's about micro moments. 30 seconds before a big meeting, 4 breaths between Zoom calls, teams pausing just to reset. Recent research suggests that these short exhale rhythms improve mental clarity and decision-making without the post-calming fatigue that can often follow longer exhale practices. So it's not about zoning out, it's about zoning in. A design agency in Amsterdam calls it their reset minute. At the top of every hour, they pause for 60 seconds, do a few rounds of breathing, and then get back to work. No apps, no alarms, just a rhythm that keeps everyone aligned and awake. It's easy to think mindfulness means slowing down, but energized breathing shows that it can also mean waking up. Meditation teachers are now using short exhale rhythms to help people stay alert and present during longer sits. Because mindfulness isn't just about stillness, it's about awareness. And awareness needs energy. Studies have found that structured breathing with shorter exhales increase EEG alpha and beta activity, brainwaves linked to alert focus and creativity. So whether you're sitting in silence or walking through a busy city, energized breathing becomes a tool for living mindfully in motion. Now let's move on to one of the most powerful areas where this pattern is being used: trauma and PTSD recovery. For people living with trauma, the breath can feel like a battlefield. It's where the body remembers, the racing heart, the shallow breath, the tension that never quite fades. That's why clinicians have been turning to structured breathing, including short exhale rhythms like the 4-2 pattern, as a part of trauma therapy. Back in 2013, researchers found that 8 weeks of mindful stretching and rhythmic breathing using 4-2 cycles significantly reduced PTSD symptoms and helped normalize cortisol levels. A few years later, Carter, Greenberg, and Brown ran a clinical trial with Vietnam veterans. They used a breath-based program and saw a remarkable drop in PTSD severity alongside better sleep, calmer moods, and improved heart rate variability. More recently, Haller et al. Found that combining cognitive therapy with short exhale breathing helped patients manage flashbacks and anxiety far more effectively than therapy alone. Why? Because the breath reteaches the body what safety feels like. When you inhale for 4 and exhale for 2, you're telling your nervous system, you can be awake and alert and still okay. That's the foundation of healing, finding safety in activation. So yes, energized breathing isn't just a focus tool or performance hack. It's also becoming part of a trauma-sensitive toolkit, helping people rebuild a sense of inner stability, one breath at a time. You can also find energized breathing on stage. Actors, singers, and speakers use it as a pre-performance primer. It wakes up the diaphragm, sharpens focus, and steadies nerves. In vocal training, it's known as the activation breath. In creative circles, it's often called a flow starter. In 2019, researchers found that structured breath patterns enhance interoceptive awareness, that sense of being connected to your body. And that's crucial for creativity, because the best ideas often come when you feel grounded and alive at the same time. So whether it's a musician before a concert, a teacher before a class, or a designer before diving into deep work, energized breathing becomes that small, quiet ritual before stepping into expression. But here's the thing. You don't need to be a veteran, a performer, or a CEO to use energized breathing. The 4-2 pattern is there for everyday moments. Before a meeting, during a long drive, while waiting in line, or right before hitting send on something that matters. It's what researchers call a micro-intervention. Small, repeatable, and surprisingly powerful. Even 1 minute a few times a day can reset your chemistry and focus. Because at its core, energized breathing is about remembering that you already have what you need to shift your state inside you right now. So let's look at how you can start weaving this simple, powerful 4-2 breath into your own day. Because it's one thing to understand a practice and another to make it part of your life's natural rhythm. The simplest way to begin is with what I call the 1 minute reset. Find a moment between meetings, waiting in line, before you open your laptop. Sit or stand tall, drop your shoulders, and just notice your breath for a second, then begin. Inhale through your nose for 4 seconds. Exhale through your mouth for 2. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2. It might feel short at first, almost like you want to exhale longer, and that's okay. The magic of energized breathing is in that gentle urge forward. It signals energy, focus, alertness. All you need is 4 or 5 more cycles like this. And you'll be amazed at how quickly you feel a lift, a little more space between thoughts, a little more clarity. Energized breathing also makes for a wonderful morning ritual. Try this before your coffee or your first task of the day. Sit by a window or step outside if you can. Close your eyes, breathe in for 4, out for 2, breathe in for 4, out for 2. Do that for about a minute at the start of your day, just 8 to 10 rounds, and you'll feel your posture open up, your heartbeat find a steady rhythm, your mind start to brighten. It's like flipping the lights on gently. No jolt, just a quiet readiness. This practice is rooted in the brain-body connection, a way to wake your brain through your body. Especially effective when done in the morning or before creative work. Think of this as your natural coffee. Now let's talk about that classic afternoon slump. Instead of reaching for a snack or your phone, try an energized breathing break. It's just 1 to 2 minutes of rhythm. Inhale 4, exhale 2. Done with maybe a little more energy this time. You can do it standing up, or even walking around if you like. Each inhale draws in alertness. Each exhale clears away the static. In Little's 2025 review, participants who practiced short exhale breathing in the afternoon reported higher sustained attention and lower mental fatigue compared to those who used slower, more calming breathwork. So the next time your mind drifts, take an energized pausing point. You might just find it's enough to carry you through the next few hours with clarity and calm intensity. Here's something most people don't expect. Energized breathing can also work to ground you in moments of overwhelm. When stress hits hard, your breath usually becomes shallow and chaotic. Energized breathing gives that chaos a pattern. It's a way to gently reclaim the rhythm without collapsing into stillness. This is especially powerful for people recovering from trauma or chronic stress. In a few recent studies, participants with PTSD practiced controlled cycles similar to 4-2, and the results were remarkable. Lower anxiety and startle response, improved heart rate variability, and an increased sense of safety and control. That's because this rhythm, short, deliberate, focused, reintroduces a sense of choice to the body. You can even add gentle movement, a slow walk, a hand on your chest, or light stretching. It's all about saying to yourself, I can move, I can breathe, I'm here, I'm safe. Even though 4-2 count breathing is energizing, it can still be used in the evenings as a transition ritual between doing and resting. Think of it like dimming the lights in your system. Try this when you log off from work or before dinner. 1 minute of energized breathing before shifting to a calm, relax, or unwind breathing if you want to wind down further. This gentle taper mimics what Gerath et al. Calls the autonomic shift, the smooth transition from sympathetic activation to parasympathetic calm. By easing your rhythm, you tell the body, we've done enough today. It's an elegant way to close your daily loop. The best way I've found to keep any breathing pattern a habit is to anchor it to something you already do. A few simple cues you can use are every time you open your laptop, take one energized breath. Before you answer a message, try a 4-2 breath. When you turn on your car, a few energizing breaths. At every red light, breathe in for 4 and out for 2. The goal isn't to add more to your day, it's to let the breath weave through it. Because once it becomes a habit, energized breathing starts to work beneath the surface, not just as a practice, but as a way of being. There's no perfect way to do this. You don't need to count exactly or match a metronome. The real key is intention. The decision to connect your breath with awareness, even briefly. So even if you forget the count, even if it's just one deep inhale and a sharp exhale, you're already practicing. And the more you practice, the more natural it becomes to use the breath as your reset button, your inner ignition switch. And over time, you might just notice that those small, steady breaths become the quiet pulse that carries you throughout your day. The energized breathing pattern can be woven into virtually every part of your day. From the moment you wake up to the minute you fall asleep, it offers a simple yet effective method for managing stress and enhancing alertness. It's all about making small changes that can make significant impacts on your overall health and well-being. I encourage you to start small. On Pausing Point, we have energized breathing sessions that last just a minute long. So you can start with just a minute a day and gradually build up as you become more comfortable with the practice. Remember, the key to success with any new habit is consistency. The more you practice, the more natural it will become, and the greater the benefits you'll experience. And that brings us to the end. Not just the end of this episode, but the end of a whole series of breath, awareness, and gentle pauses. This year on Pause Here, we've explored what it means to slow down, to notice, to reconnect with the space between one breath and the next. And now, with energized breathing, this final rhythm, we've come full circle. Because if the slow, balanced breaths we explored earlier in the year were about restoring calm, then this one is about rediscovering liveliness. It's the spark, the inhale that says, I'm ready, and the exhale that says, let's go. Over this past year, we've learned that breathing isn't just something we do, it's something we can use. It's both anchor and engine, grounding when we're overwhelmed, awakening when we're dull, soothing when we're stretched too thin. And the beauty of it is that it's always there. You don't need a studio or a quiet room, you just need a moment and a breath. In for four, out for two. Each time you do it, you're sending a little message inwards that you're here, you're present, and you're choosing your state rather than being swept up in it. Maybe that's what this year of breathing has really been about. Not just calming your nervous system or balancing your brain, but remembering the power of the pause. That brief space where life slows just enough for you to notice it. The inhale that fills you with possibility. The exhale that releases what no longer needs to be carried. As we close out 2025, I hope this practice becomes a part of your everyday toolkit. Something you can reach for on busy mornings, before big moments, or when you need to feel a little more alive. As we step into a brand new year, I hope you carry the same thing this breath carries: clarity, energy, and a quiet kind of courage. Because just like the breath, every year begins with an inhale, a drawing in of potential, and every exhale is an act of letting go. So take a deep breath with me now. In for four, and out for two. And as you breathe out, feel the space that you've created this year, the stillness that you've practiced, the energy you've awakened, the awareness you've grown. This is your pause. This is your breath. This is your moment. Thanks for pausing here with me this year. If you've enjoyed our time together, try out the Pausing Point app for more mindful rests. Why not share this episode with someone who could use a pause in their playlist? And don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platforms to never miss an episode. If you want, you can also follow us on our social media platforms. We're at Pausing Point to get updates and stay connected. We've got so much more waiting for you next year. New themes, new stories, and new ways to pause. But for now, let's finish the year the same way we began it, with awareness, presence, and a little space to breathe. If you have a few more minutes to spare, join me for an energized breathing guided meditation to wrap up 2025. Find a comfortable position, seated or standing, somewhere you can feel your spine elongate and your chest open. You don't need to force your breath. Just begin by noticing it. Notice the air as it moves in and the gentle release as it moves out. Take a moment to settle. You've made it here to this final pause of the year. Now we'll begin to breathe together using the energized pattern. In for four, out for two. Let the music guide you. Inhale as the music rises, and exhale as it falls. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2. Let your breath feel light, not forced, not sharp, just a steady rhythm. Each inhale, draw in clarity, alertness, and focus. Each exhale, release what you no longer need. Imagine each inhale as light, moving up through your chest, behind your eyes, illuminating your awareness. In for 4, a wave of brightness rising. Out for 2, a spark of energy released. Your body wakes up, but your mind stays calm. This is balance. This is steady energy. If your mind starts to wander, that's okay. Just gently bring it back to the rhythm. In for 4. Out for 2. In for 4. Out for 2. Begin to notice how your body feels. Maybe your spine feels a little taller. Maybe there's more space behind your eyes, more lightness in your chest. That's the breath doing its quiet work, awakening you from the inside out. Let's take 3 more rounds together. Inhale for 4. Exhale for 2. In for 4, out for 2, in for 4, out for 2. Now let your breath return to its natural rhythm, easy, open, uncounted. Feel that subtle hum of energy in your body, bright but calm, alive but grounded. That's you, fully here, fully present. As you move forward from this moment into the rest of your day and into a brand new year, remember that this breath is always available anytime you need to reset, to wake up, an extra jolt of energy. Just return here. 4 in, 2 out, your rhythm of renewal. Thank you for sharing this breath with me, for being part of this journey throughout the year, and for pausing again and again with intention. From all of us at Pause Here, may your next inhale be full of possibility, and your next exhale full of peace. We can't wait to pause with you again next year. Until then, stay present, stay kind, and remember, your next breath is a new beginning.